If there are any doubts on the importance of a good computer code, just look at what happened as people tried to sign up for the online insurance marketplace. Glitches shut the system down for many, and President Obama promised a tech surge for the problem. The government has hired experts from the private sector and other federal agencies to rewrite the flawed code. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was in Cincinnati last week apologizing and reporting that the product was getting better.
There are vast improvements in the system, and we are still not satisfied. We want to make this a seamless, easy-to-use product.
Sebelius will answer questions about the computer glitches next week before a congressional committee. Big data is nothing new, but it is getting more complex. Now mathematicians and statisticians are analyzing consumer preferences, text data, and genetic sequencing, just to name a few examples. Professor of mathematics at Stanford, Gunnar Carlson, says this data is more complicated than the algebraic and mathematical models people like himself are used to. He says it requires new math and engineering.
I think there's room for creativity from a lot of sources, within the academic community and other communities, in being creative about how do we, understand and represent this data in a useful way.
One of those ways is using TDA, or topological data analysis, the part of math that deals with shape. That's what Carlson is using as his company develops new software to allow the average person to understand complicated data. TDA is not new, but the application is. It can give an overview of the massive amount of information you need to analyze because many times you don't know what you're looking for.
Think of it this way, that suppose that you're trying to go into a dark garage and you're going to try to find a hammer in that dark garage, and you have a flashlight. You can point the flashlight into the upper right-hand corner, the upper left-hand corner. You can point it all around, but you may not find that hammer because you can't point everywhere. You can't pay attention as you point everywhere in the garage because there are just too many places to point that flashlight.
But he says if you turn the light on, you see everything, including the box of nails you hadn't realized you needed. Yale math professor Ronald Koifman told Quantum magazine that what is really needed is the big data equivalent of a Newtonian revolution on par with the 17th century invention of calculus.
You have a big, enormous puzzle with lots of puzzle pieces. Each puzzle piece is sitting there, and somehow you have the link. You have to be able to link them and get a picture.
Koifman, like Carlson, likes the shape solution. He believes geometry can help get to the global structure of big data sets. He says we need to develop the tools that enable us to reach conclusions.
What is not here is the actual data in a format that people can actually start to apply those tools to. So there's a lot of infrastructural issues which are challenges. I mean, look at the what's going on with the introduction of all the websites for the healthcare sector. It collapses because it's a complex system and people were too ambitious.
He says we don't yet know how to organize patterns or geometrics. They have to be quantified and put in some mathematical description, and this kind of math still needs to be developed. Carlson points to the healthcare field as a place where there's a lot of big data. One breast cancer study he analyzed had 1,500 variables. Using TDA, he discovered a spoke on his graph where everybody survived the entire length of the study. He says this was especially useful considering nobody had input any information about survivors.
So that can then be useful because you can then ask, well, what genes are responsible? What genes are sort of implicated in that? And, go further then. But the main discovery here is that there is a group, about 8-9% of the patients for whom the survival is perfect based on these genomic profiles.
TDA can also be applied to more simple data. One of his graduate students used shapes to study the NBA. Here, there were only 7 variables. He initially created 7 columns on an Excel spreadsheet, but software determined there were actually 13 hidden positions, such as paint protectors, players who get rebounds and block but who also foul. Scoring paint protectors have fewer fouls and more points. Experts say the analysis had the potential for identifying undervalued players. Not everybody favors TDA. Other mathematicians prefer network analysis or creating networks of relations between people and things to look for hidden data. There may be more than one way to effectively analyze big data. After all, Koifman says living creatures deal with it all the time.
And somehow, with our senses, we can integrate and link together various things, organize experiences which are relevant to our life, and relate them to each other.
Some say the new math must be more sophisticated, and others say it needs to be more generalized. Carlson is in the process of developing his TDA software so that people without advanced degrees can understand it. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.